Hello, this is Margot Parker. I would like to tell you a little about the new Bribery Act. Senior management must beware. The Bribery Act has taken a number of years to make it onto the statute book, and in spite of this, the government has decided to delay the implementation of the Bribery Act, possibly by up to 6 months, which gives companies time to familiarise themselves with the Act. In particular, the new corporate offence of failing to prevent bribery and ensure that there are adequate compliance programmes in place, a criminal layer has been added to the Act which consolidates the legal minefields of bribery and corruption. So what does the Bribery Act do? Well, we should remember bribery is not a victimless crime and it is avoidable when doing business overseas. Bribing officials in some of the world's poorest countries takes away vital revenue that might otherwise fund education, health and other projects, not to mention the damage it does to the reputation of British businesses. The Act has broad extra-territorial applications. It covers offences not only in the UK, but overseas as well. We must remember that countries where bribery is an accepted commercial and cultural norm will indeed be caught in the scope of the Act, and corporate or individuals will undoubtedly suffer the consequences if they do not bring themselves up to speed with the Bribery Act. It is vital that the training of employees, subsidiaries, agents, contractors, and suppliers, to name a few, on anti-bribery measures will all need to be in place. This will be essential. Let us not forget as well that corporate hospitality policies of major companies will also need to be addressed, and strong procedures will need to be in place covering business ethics, codes of conduct and anti-bribery policies will need to be updated as soon as possible to avoid companies and businesses falling foul of the Bribery Act. Thank you for listening.
Paused it.